Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
All right, this is the third time I'm trying to record this intro, and it'll be the last time. So however this runs, I'm stressing myself out, and I won't be able to finish it if I don't just run through it. So this is going to be kind of a dark one, guys. I was in a really, really bad place. I'm going to go over all of that, but it's not clickbait. We're not going to talk about any like suicide attempts or anything here, but you'll see. I do want to warn you that there's a chapter that's going to have graphic medical descriptions of procedures and conditions. And if you get queasy about that stuff, I'm not going to show any images, but I'll describe to you guys what happened and what was going on. If you think you're okay with it, do be warned that it does deal with a condition and treatment for something dealing with my privates. So take that for what you will and make your choice. If you stick around, cool. If not, just know that I was in a really bad place. Skip that chapter and go on to the next one. And with that, guys, welcome to this very special anime versal reviews. Not really a review, more just story time on AVR. And we're part of the big LRM online family. Make sure you check out lrmonline.com every day for all your entertainment news needs and opinions. And yeah, I'm still doing the business stuff, you guys. Hit subscribe here on the YouTube channel if you care to. We do a lot of fun things here. We've got Marvel and Star Wars shows, general entertainment show, as well as the anime versal reviews. We're doing Classroom of the Elite right now, which is a lot of fun. But this whole podcast. Oh, and we're available wherever you get your podcasts from. This podcast actually started because of Dr. Stone, and you can go back and find our early reviews over on the LRM Online YouTube channel. There's no video; it's all audio only. But yeah, guys, I really love that show, and I kind of wanted to chit chat about why. And I wrote an article last month. You guys can find it at LRM Online. I'll try to remember to put it down in the description box below, and then I'm going to kind of use that as a guide, as well as some notes I wrote down to kind of go through each, you know, setup. So I don't know if I'm gonna cut anything in here. Usually because of my brain injury, we'll go over that, it's hard for me to do fun cut edits and things. I get overwhelmed. So if you ever notice, most everything on this channel is like straight recording. So I've warned you guys, we've set up, so let's go ahead and talk a little bit. I was in the United States Army. I was an engineer. I did a couple of tours in Afghanistan. I did a tour in Iraq, during all of that, I sustained injuries. I have PTSD. I had good times, bad times. There's people way worse than me. And there's people way better than me. If you really want to see and hear more about my experiences in war here on the Genreverse podcast channel, we've got the my 86 reviews, the anime 86, and I go into a lot of that stuff more in detail for that show because it's relevant. But I ended up with a very painful condition. It actually started like back in 2010, but it got worse, and eventually it can combined with a lot of things, including the PTSD and head injuries, kind of ended my career. I had to start going through the process of medical retirement in 2019, a lot went on. So that's kind of like an initial setup. I served for 17 years. I did active for the most part. I did a few years in the National Guard at the very, very start. And I miss it a lot. I was an engineer enlisted. I made Sergeant First Class E7. I had done recruiting duty. I was trying to go back to be an engineer when shit hit the fan, if you will. So, yeah, that's kind of the setup. So there you go. So now we're into the medical description chapter for you guys. What happened? What about my junk? What was the condition in 2010? I started suffering groin pain, testicular pain, bad. I'd get epididymitis is what they would call it, but I would have no bacterial or viral infections, just the inflammation, pain, and swelling. I was in a monogamous relationship with my wife, both of us faithful, no STDs, just unlucky. And for years, a couple times a year, I would get these inflammations and these flare-ups, and it would put me out of commission for a while for a couple weeks, come and go, and then over time it just kept coming more and more often. By the time we get to 2018, I had a period where I was bedridden, couldn't move, sitting up hurt, moving hurt, lifting, walk, everything hurt, and everything affected it. It was rough, man. I started seeking treatments. So we tried all sorts of things from physical occupational therapy type things, ice treatments, injections into a part called the spermatic cord, which is like a bundle of all the vessels and tissue that carries stuff from like the torso down into the scrotum. And they would inject nerve blocks basically there. Well, none of it worked, and no one knows 100% why. A theory that maybe it was the scar tissue, and scar tissue can get inflamed much easier apparently, and that maybe by not, you know, maybe removing the epididymis years ago, I created a self replicating or endless cycle of issues. But again, no. We had to continue on. So the next step forward for me was spermatic cord stripping, where they went into my body and from the kind of like a pelvic area, torso going into the scrotum, they cut out all of that tissue except for the blood and lymph vessels, permanently sterilizing me. I had a vasectomy. This vasectomy was not the cause of the issues. May have exacerbated some, but again, we don't know for certain. But that happened after the condition had started in 10. I had the vasectomy in 16. But now it couldn't be undone. There's this much stuff missing. You can't reconnect that. They did one side, and then a few months later, they did the other. But after that initial surgery, swelling and stuff happened. My testicles, one of them switched, twisted, and I ended up with torsion a few days after the surgery. I had to go in and have another surgery, emergency surgery. One, I had my testicle manually untwisted in the ER. That was god awful. And then two, they did the what they call an orchiopexy. I may have messed up that word, but they sewed them to the inside tissue in place, so they wouldn't twist up again. So yeah, I had all of that done, and then, like I said, I eventually had the other side cord stripping done as well. I thought I was good. Recovery took a while, but I wasn't good, and it came back. It came back hard, and I had to basically beg them to take the left one out because it was so bad. And they did. I now only have one testicle, not connected in any way. It doesn't do anything, really. It was bad. And while it gave me a lot of movement and ability back, I still hurt. The right one still hurts. I can't sit up for more than a few hours at a time. I can't be up for more than, I always have to recline. If you ever notice a lot of podcasts, I'm leaned back quite a bit, and that's why, is kind of relieving pressure on the nerves and stuff going down. So that's the graphic kind of description, and you combine that with my career ending, all this pain, lack of relations with my wife, all sorts of really, really bad stuff. And oh, let's not forget, in November of 2019, I was in a car accident that gave me a pretty bad concussion and resulted in a lot of things, including the stutter, speech issues, and brain fog, processing. Everything kind of sounds like a white noise in my head quite often, and I used to be like a 8 core 16 thread processor, and now my brain's like a core duo, 2 cores, 2 threads. Sure, it's really fast, it's clocked up to 5 gigahertz, but I can't process a lot at once. So all of that combined left me depressed, sad, angry. The head injury resulted in severe sleep issues, and man, one time I was in the ER and I had seen a commercial for Dr. Stone, and I didn't think about it too much. It was on Adult Swim, and I had watched anime many, many times before. I was a big fan growing up in the 90s. This was not my first foray. I was into anime before I even knew it was anime, watching Robotech and Voltron, Speed Racer, and things like that. But I kind of fell out of it after the kind of like Dragon Ball and Gundam wing early days of Adult Swim, watching movies, the occasional show. I'd seen Attack on Titan and some others, My Hero and whatnot, but I didn't watch them religiously. But that Dr. Stone thing stuck in my mind for some reason. And like I said, after the car accident, I ended up with severe sleep disturbances. I was eventually diagnosed with a TBI induced narcolepsy, and so my sleep schedule was way off. I would sleep a lot, and then not sleep at all, and then sleep a lot, and I ended up alone a lot on downstairs, my wife upstairs sleeping, my son upstairs sleeping, and I did all sorts of stuff. I watched old movies. I played old games. I had nothing new going on. I had no direction. I was stewing in a rut, and it was awful. I never once thought that I could actually, you know, commit suicide, but God, did I want to go? Did I want to die? I used to tell my therapist, I'm not suicidal at all. I am jokingly rapturecidal. If the world ended, if Christ came and returned, if an asteroid came and smashed into the planet, I would welcome it with open arms. And I meant that. And I don't know how serious the consideration was of, you know, driving's not the safest thing for you, Kyle. You hurt and you're tired, but you know, accidents happen. Maybe if I had just increased my risks enough, maybe something would happen. I remembered, you know, it was in my mind that my family would have, you know, $400,000 if I died while still in the military. I didn't finish my retirement until October of 2020. So I sat there like that for a couple of months, November and December, really, really bad. And then one night I discovered Dr. Stone, and here we are 16, 17 minutes into this video. And I'm finally going to tell you guys about how Dr. Stone, affected me. I was watching old anime, and I saw the banner on Funimation for Dr. Stone. And it reminded me of the commercial that I saw. And it's just weird. It's this weird character, Senku, with his weird hair and this body breaking out of stone. And I had no idea what I was getting into, but something just said, hey, that looks cool. Why not give it a shot? And so I did. And boy, was it worth it. I watched the first like 5 or 6 episodes dubbed. I watch anime however I first discover it. If dub is available, because I do speak English, I'll generally watch that. But Christine and I, my wife, were watching like 7 or 8 seasonal anime right now, all of those in subtitled. So don't at me for enjoying dubs as much as I do subs. I watch them both. But man, the voice cast for Dr. Stone. You guys, I don't know if you purposefully tried to match everything from the Japanese cast, but everyone from Senku to Gen, Chrome, I mean the boys, yeah, I mean they're great. Their voices are great, and the show's premise was fun. It's nothing like super cerebral. This isn't some Evangelion. This isn't even ecchi or hardcore violence stuff that usually gets people. No, man, this was just a good action adventure set with a really unique twist on the post-apocalyptic world, and I was hooked, man. I loved it all. I watched, like I said, 5 or 6 episodes at once, and then kept watching. Try to talk Christine into it whenever we would actually cross paths between my wake hours and her wake hours. I loved all of it, and I watched it, and I used to have a bigger problem switching between dub and sub, so than I do now. Only because of like familiarity, and so I had to wait for the rest of the first season to hit Funimation. So it wasn't until like January, February, I think, of 2020 that it finally finished. And man, I couldn't wait for more. I loved everything about it. I got Brian in on it, who hosts AVR with us. I got Christine in on it. I must have watched the first season probably 3 or 4 times before the stone wars hit. And I from everything, I can't thank it enough because it gave me something different. One little bit of new joy, and don't get me wrong, most of what kept me here, because like I said, I wasn't going to go and off myself like purposely, but most of what kept me here was, hey, my family, you know, they love me, they'll be sad. But like I said, all those nights sitting there wondering, you know, well, what if I was gone? They could move on. Yeah, they'll be sad, but they've got the money. They've got time, and they don't have to sit here and take care of me. I felt worthless. I felt useless. I was trying to do things here on LRM online, but my condition and my mental state was not conducive for that. And Dr. Stone changed it by just being one positive thing in a sea of awfulness. Awful. I owe it a lot. I really do. And I don't know how else to express that to you guys. It's not that it's got the best soundtrack, the best animation, the best story, the best voice actors. No, none of that. There are better things on a technical scale, on a objective look at things. You can find little plot holes and times where things just line up too perfect for Senku. But that whole realism of the science that he does use, and that while a lot of it comes down to luck for succeeding for him, the kind of grounded reality of it all, you know, touched me as an engineer for the Army, you know. Hells, even Suika, who, oh crap, don't tell me I'm gonna tear up. Even Suika's character has a moment. One of my biggest things, and I don't know how to make this come off and not sound pretentious, and if anyone out there has ever served in the military, you probably get what I'm saying. But feeling useless is an awful thing. And in the Army, you're part of something big. You're part of something bigger. And as a leader, you've got subordinates that you're mentoring and trying to bring up and get them to where you're at. A good leader not only wants their subordinates to one day reach the same grade and rank, but you want them to surpass you. You want them to go beyond. You want them to be better than you. And I couldn't do any of that in my condition. I felt worth. I wasn't producing anything. And it's like when Suika wants to help Senku and Chrome and Kohaku get the Iron Sand, she didn't want to feel useless. And all the other characters that end up joining in with the Kingdom of Sciences march towards, you know, a better and resurrected world, if you will. I could really, really relate to that. And so with that one little spark, and knowing that Stone Wars were coming, I created Anime Versal Reviews, and we spent 2 hours, no joke. If you go find the first review to cover the first season and prep for season two for Stone Wars, we talked for 2 hours, and Brian, Christine, and I, and loved it. We covered it very, very much in depth. And I'm sorry it was so long, and there's no chapters or anything. It's all audio, but it's there. And I'm better for it. And life has not always been great. I've spent a lot of time in OT, occupational therapy for cognitive processing, my hands, my speech, all of that. And I'm still trying to get better. I still have bad days. Those that watch the channel have seen me, you know, be pretty pretty fluent. I've seen me barely be able to talk. It's rough, but I love every time Burnout Syndrome's Good Morning World comes on my playlist, or Voice by Hatena. I loved the Ryusui special. We reviewed that, of course. When it came on screen, man, it was like the hairs on my arm raised up. You know, it was meaningful. It was special because it was back. And again, it's not that this is the best thing ever, but God, is it not just damn good? Everything that it wants to accomplish, it does it very, very well. It's got great animation. The eyes are phenomenal, and I love how in the Ryusui special they use the eyes, certain animations from the previous episodes in that new version of Good Morning New World. Everything is executed great. And while this might not be, you know, the best anime ever, it's absolutely my favorite. It is for me a 10 out of 10. I really do think without Dr. Stone, I may have taken those risks. Or may have just, as cheesy as it sounds, truly have lost the will to live. And who knows, people get sick, you have heart deterioration and all sorts of things. Now I get to partake in green medicine, if you know what I mean, a little THC that I'm no longer in the military, and that has been very beneficial for me. I still have to try hard to push through things, but I also have to try really, really hard to realize when I can't. And all of that comes back to Dr. Stone and Senku's unrelenting quest to move forward. And I kind of have to do that too. And part of that is here on Genreverse. I enjoy doing these podcasts, the reviews, the shows, the reactions. I enjoy it all. And it allows me to create still, to produce things, to touch other people, whether it's through comedy, laughing at some joke on the Cantina podcast where we talk Star Wars, or sharing my experiences on 86, or this Dr. Stone review of sorts. By the way, just a, you know, official review, everything Dr. Stone, 10 out of 10, A+. Yes, I'm biased as all hell, sue me. I don't care. I love the show. I'm actually wearing, I did not intend to record this show today. I was gonna I just put this show this shirt on, but I figured, you know, why not? Manny couldn't do the Daily Cup of Genre, so yeah. And here we are 28 minutes later, guys, and I hope I've covered everything. It looks like I did on my notes, and yeah, let me know what you guys think about Dr. Stone. And then tell me what anime has touched your life. What anime, not necessarily changed it for you know, as dramatic as what I had going on, but just something that means something to you, or if you had a major cathartic moment thanks to anime, let me know what that was. It led me to where we are today. Like I said, Christine and I are watching so many shows. We're doing Classroom of the Elite, of course. Her and I are watching Harem in the Labyrinth of Another World. We're watching a couple of Cuckoos. We are doing Stepmother's Daughter is my Ex. God, what is Engage Kiss? a whole bunch, and we've been watching seasonal anime basically ever since. I got into Dinozenon and Gridman. I got into Megalobox and Mushoku Tensei, and like it really reawakened the weeb in me, and here I am. I mean, hell, I've had this FLCL tattoo. I'm trying to angle. It's hard. There he is, sort of. Okay, I've had that tattoo for a long time, and anime's always been a big part of my life, but I am forever thankful to Dr. Stone for reawakening that and kind of giving me like I said, that one thing that I needed in that one moment. So I am so happy I was in the emergency room that night, because if I wasn't, I honestly can't say that I would be here right now. And it's a scary thought, but I'm happy. So I think I've rambled on long enough, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope it encourages others to find something, anything that can give you that little spark, and maybe even remind you of what you already have, shake you loose of that rut. It wasn't like I didn't have a supportive family. I did. I just couldn't see it through all the black darkness surrounding me. Emo. I need like mascara and stuff. No. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me and discussing this. Why is that stuff not? Why is that? Oh, wrong browser window. There we go. Check out LRM online every day for all of your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. If it'll go, there it goes. We cover everything in entertainment. We have celebrity interviews, we have written reviews, we cover leaks and rumors, trailers, everything goes up here, including the podcasts for Marvel, Star Wars, general geek and pop culture, anime, all available wherever you get podcasts from, and of course here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. If you go back to the old LRM YouTube channel, you can find the Anime Versal Reviews playlist, and you can see down here 2 hours and change, and then we did all of the Stone Wars, talking an hour based on each episode. We usually do a lot faster these days, but yeah, guys, I can't say did I really turn that on? There we go. I can't say thank you enough for all the support that you give us here at Genreverse. And we'll see you on the next show. Bye.
Redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.